podcast on the fucking planet. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty. We're giving it to you raw, uncut.
Showtime.
Time to check in. Greatest motherfucking podcast in the world, Craig.
I speak in the facts. You know we're going to have some fans pissed off.
It's showtime.
Step right to your life too plain. We're going to have y'all lift off. I'm cracking the jokes with the votes, and you know we still got a shit talk. Welcome to Grit Talk, yeah. Speaking of facts, you know we gon' have some fans pissed off. This that vlog, how your life too plain, we gon' have y'all lift off. I'm cracking the jokes with the folks, and you know we still got a shit talk. Welcome to Grit Talk, yeah.
Welcome back, God welcome back.
Damn.
Welcome
we back,
back,
baby, where the love.
Kind of like nostalgic.
Right. Nostalgic. Listen to the intro, boy. That was.
Sheesh.
It's like a hit back in the day. This is 90s R&B just now.
Holy hell.
Like, I remember where you were.
I feel like I took a pull.
Huh?
I feel like I took a pull just now.
A pull?
A pull.
Oh.
A pull.
Oh. I thought you said a pull.
No.
He's got a natural high.
Confusion.
He's got a natural high.
Thank
high
you.
Off life.
Thank it's you. Been a minute.
We are back from our sabbatical.
Yes.
We're back,
yes,
baby.
Yes, yes.
Where's the love?
Now, I didn't think we was coming back. Hell, we didn't think we was coming back.
We knew we was coming back. We just didn't know when.
the people was asking. They was asking me.
Yeah.
We knew we was coming. Just took a little
people
while.
People was asking. They was like, where y'all coming back? When y'all got that new episode coming out? Yeah, I said, just give us time.
Damn, when was the last episode dropped, though?
July 15th was the last
he knew the
episode.
Date. Damn. He knew
Jeez.
The date and everything.
September.
Right.
The whole fucking quarter done went by. Like,
we apologize.
It was a lot has happened. I think this episode is just catching up, and then this first time we all been in the same room, even before July.
But that's really why we haven't done this, because we haven't all five been able to be here.
Yeah,
I just think
so
we
that's
need
the reason.
Breaks. Realism. Like, we gotta have sun to come back to talk about.
We
just gotta have an off season. That's all we need to do.
I don't know about breaks. Yeah, there should be breaks, but the breaks should be between like seasons. You know what I'm saying? Or like,
yeah,
you know what I mean,
mid-season.
Quarterly or something. Like, we might need to start breaking it down, like first quarter, second quarter, till we get to like our years in. You feel me? Like, because the break was necessary. Now, as long as it's been, that was too long, but definitely was needed.
Just a little bit.
Everybody,
you don't think so? What? That was too long.
Because that's
it was just right.
Because we just now getting together. You know what I'm saying? Well, we can move, but prior to, let's say, congratulations, start with the promotion.
There we go.
But if that was like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. So prior to that, life was like stressful as fuck. It just started opening up. You feel me? So. That break was needed.
Let's we can go through the room and see how everybody been doing the past 2 months. Then
two.
I mean, it's just about 2 and a half.
I can't even do my math right now. Right?
Yeah.
It's been three.
It's been about 2 months. Yeah,
no, three.
It's been about three.
If July 15th was the last one we dropped,
well, I've been counting
it's been over three.
15 July. So one, two,
and even then, I don't think you. Nah, you wasn't here.
What was the last one we dropped? The Fantastic Four.
No, was that the title?
I definitely wasn't here for the last one we dropped.
Yeah,
I think
it was
Fantastic Four.
I think it was the Fantastic Four was the last one.
I think it was that.
And then we left that open ended as fuck. Like,
that shit was. That's why all this is like funny to me, because I just remember the setup last time was different. It was just a different.
We're gonna try out some new things in the coming weeks
for sure. We're gonna try to give y'all better quality, but the content,
better entertainment, goddamn.
Yeah, we turned this shit to wrestling.
Hell
wrestling
yeah!
Is, never took a week
shit
off.
Shit, yeah.
I see a lot of wrestling on my Twitter feed these days.
Have y'all?
No. You ask, have we watched wrestling in a while?
Well, can't watch wrestling.
Oh,
you got on a wrestling shirt.
I got this from Target.
I did actually
I
pop
nice.
Into something the other day. I watched it for a little
I
bit.
It looked nice.
I watched.
It might have been Raw.
I've been watching Heels, and I kind of was like, damn,
"Oh, Heels
I kinda,
is fire, bro.
I kind of want to watch
Heels is fire,
wrestling
bro.
A little bit.
I just started watching Heels. That's a good ass show.
I ain't watch it yet. Y'all
yeah,
like
it's
you should
good.
Watch that shit, bro. It's like wrestling, but it's behind it the scenes included.
It's literally.
No, I'm trying to say like it's like real life wrestling, but like it's behind the scenes also. You know what I mean? Like their daily lives type of shit. It's dope.
But what side of the room you y'all want to start on?
It don't matter.
Flip a coin. This side.
I'm about to say I don't know where that bitch landed at.
Well, First Lady feels good to be back, man. I almost forgot how to get here.
That's why I thought Kel was calling
to get here.
Yeah.
Hey, we got GPS's, goddamn.
Prior global positioning systems. I don't know, running back prior to like July 15th, life was whooping my ass. We are just finding the light at the end of the tunnel. Promotion, more furniture in my house, better work-life balance. House. Yeah, I got a bounce house in my house. That's crazy.
A bounce house?
Yeah. I got it for Hendrix's birthday. Who turned 2? A blessing, another year. My baby. She's just really like on the ups right now, and I'm grateful for the break because my brain. At some point, I feel like I could hear it like rattling in my head, like it was getting dry up there. So
not dry.
Shit, we needed some water.
Needed some fucking rest. I was on. What was I doing? I was doing like 12, 13 hours a day every day.
Fuck that.
Weekend off a month. Which is partially the cause for our absence. So my apologies, but.
It was like
yeah, I got 12, out of 13, that. I got 8. Out of that. It was a look. If any, oh, we could do free game. I forgot we had a whole agenda. Never mind. To the next.
Oh. Well, I think on that last episode, Cass was telling us about the COVID variation. Oh. I ain't know shit about no Delta. I was very like, you know what I mean? I was me. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't giving a fuck about it. Mm-hmm. And then soon after, I had got that shit. And boy, that was the.
You made it through.
Made it through, but but that was the hardest shit that I ever fucking did. I wound up in the hospitalized twice. That shit was.
Imagine not listening to the people who have your best interests at heart.
Are you still feeling symptoms though?
Oh, like, I still can't smell that. Still? Like it has to be a like strong. Really strong for still? Me to smell. But
have you tried the burnt orange thing?
Damn, burnt orange.
You go smell some doo-doo.
Oh, when you do like
you gotta like char the skin and
yeah, I was doing that when I had COVID.
It's supposed to help you get your smell
that
back.
That shit just gave me damn the asthma. Because like inhaling, like I couldn't. My breathing wasn't proper. Like I could. Yeah, that my lungs was too weak for that shit. Like wheezy. Yeah, that happened.
From Toy Story.
That was very, very eye opening. Cause
I saw his mortality in real
boy,
time.
Boy, I'm telling you, I tell y'all all the time, I embrace age, but boy,
it's definitely the worst sickness.
No, quick question: are you getting the vaccine now?
Yeah, October my immunity will be up at the end of next month. And I am getting this vaccine, you feel me?
That man had to walk on the line of life and death.
Sometimes you gotta go through it.
Yeah, sometimes what it takes.
Shit.
You gotta meet your makeup.
Listen, that shit. And then it was crazy because
that's almost.
And we kind of talked about this just on the phone as a family, but you said something about making you impotent or whatever.
Oh, yeah. No, that was the last time I talked about it. It was because nobody was taking it seriously. I was like, well, studies had just come out saying that, like, some strains of COVID are linked to erectile dysfunction.
And I will say, boy, that shit, that, no. I was down for about almost a month, bro.
No.
I wasn't doing shit, nigga, but yeah, it was just, it was the fact that, like, you, as a man, you wake up at least with the morning with, like, that shit wasn't happening. I'm like, boy, shit ain't right.
Something ain't right.
Like, that's how I knew I wasn't 100%. I kept telling y'all, I'm like, boy, I ain't myself. Like,
no sponsor. Just saying. No sponsor. Did you order Blue Chew?
Huh?
No, he said he didn't.
Nah.
He wasn't doing anything.
I've been chilling. I turned over a new leaf, bro. I just be chilling, bro. Drink water, chilling.
I mean, you got your Ray Charles.
Shades on. A new leaf.
You walked in, a new energy. I felt it when you walked in the building.
Niggas try to say I'm different. They try to say I'm a scammer now, but I mean, that is what it is. But just new Shy outlook on life.
Shy has a glow said, about him.
She talking about I came in with the baby shower glow. That's, yeah, that's wild.
Like he about pregnant at this point.
Nah, I thought I was at one point. Fun fact, if you don't know, if
you thought you was pregnant?
I remember we had this conversation too. Like after I had COVID and I tried to go back to work and whatnot, my feet started swelling up. I couldn't walk. I'm like, boy, I done got pregnant somehow, somewhere. Damn. My shit was fucked up. So just be aware. What is it called?
That would be hella wild.
Fuck, I can't remember. But it's typically in older people, but it is a after effect of COVID. So they tell you you come back to work after 10 days, but hey, just take your time because everybody don't recover the same.
I was going to say long COVID Definitely symptoms not. Are worse than actually having the damn virus.
And I don't know if y'all noticed, just fun fact, but, and it's depending on what your state allows, but as of yesterday was the last day that you can receive COVID pay if you get COVID, at least in the state of South Carolina. Like, from here on out, if you out, hope you got vacation time.
Some PTO. Because
it won't be paid.
These companies do not give a damn.
Not no more.
I got one more day.
They ain't really care from the beginning.
Well, today's Sunday, and it's technically a new week, so it ended yesterday.
I think Best Buy stopped for real paying us.
Huh?
I think Best Buy stopped paying us.
For real?
Yeah, like before, if there was any date, like I think they just stopped in general.
If you got COVID. Getting hazard pay, were you? Because y'all are in these people's houses.
We were at first. Then they gave us all the pay raise, and that was like our hazard pay. Yeah, they just gave
well, companies figure out the way to bullshit you out some money, boy.
I'm telling right. you,
because if you'd ask for the raise, they ain't got it.
You
got
a stern
but then yeah, man, no they come up with all the money to make it all make sense. But right. then really, essentially, give you the same shit they was giving you.
That's the one thing that I crazy. Will say about this pandemic that like these companies have always had the money to really take care of their employees. They just refuse not to.
Yeah, choose not to.
I mean, from a business standpoint, too, I get it.
I understand.
I mean, but
you can do the best you can do, but you can't. Everybody can't eat the same. It's just how you make money. Like, it just don't make sense for a business standpoint. Like, if I pay you what you feel as though that you're worth, then where are we gonna make profit? Where am I gonna be able to make some money? Like, mm-hmm. and I was the initial investor in this. Like, I take a loss from day one. You
you're
know what I'm saying?
Already making like 10 times the money that the people on the front line are making.
Yeah, I mean, you got your exceptions, but like, what do you think on the average? Like, we all know what Bezos is the richest man. What do you think it costs to run the Amazon, to run all these plants? Like,
now it's a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to understand
that he's got different. Like, now he's touching in different areas. Now he's got grocery stores. He's got actual Amazon stores that are coming up, like pickup locations. Well, things
that costs money. That's all startups. You feel me? Like,
right. What the craziest part about him is
the people who have the loyalty to Amazon's brand, like, you know, Prime users and people
literally
who
order the whole
every
world.
Day. those startups, they're not going to be unsuccessful.
It's crazy.
There's no situation where you could put in those. Because, I mean, he's got Whole Foods, too.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They ain't going Ooh. Nowhere. And as long as there's anywhere. White women on Earth, Whole Foods is going
to
be fine.
Chill out. I need to go to Whole
that
Foods.
That is accurate.
God, if you go to Whole Foods, you can get a discount with your Prime too. Membership if you have it.
I do got it. But that's because I was just, that brought me to, like, I don't really, I'm not a cancel subscriptions to shit.
They make it. So I've had so many subscriptions. I accidentally got my car canceled. All of them subscriptions need my car back. And there's a lot of them. I get my car back.
I'm letting that shit expire.
I'm letting them figure it out on their own.
I ain't gonna say the brand name, but it was one that we both had. It was a cologne.
Was it the smell of
good one? Yeah. So I had two of them essentially. But then I had two emails with one of them, and they was charging me twice a month. Would then on top of the other one, yeah, I was getting them, but I was like, I didn't want this shit no more because it wouldn't let me. I was locked out, so I couldn't even change the sent. So if you don't change it, they just renew it. So they were sending the same one, and I got a million of things.
They send different ones.
Well, see, with that particular company, but the other one,
yeah, nigga, pass some of them shits down here. Nigga, you got so many.
I got some in the car, nigga, like, just randomly.
Let me get one.
So that one I'm talking about, I literally have like I want to say like four of them. I'm not using
for like 2 years.
Just because I've stopped like using them.
It's only $10
because I got like actual bottle cologne now, so I'll be using that.
Go cancel the thing. You can't do it online.
It's one person.
One day.
Shameless plug, but it's one OnlyFans I want to unsubscribe from.
Whoa.
But I don't know how to do the shit. Said
shameless plug.
What are you talking about? You don't know how to do it.
I don't know how to do it.
Go to the settings.
You literally got to go to the site.
You just
got to
log in and go to your settings.
Who's OnlyFans? Nah. Is this the compilation one?
No. This is a person I
know.
Specifically,
I knew from IG, and I was just like, well, I kind of want to see what this is about.
He said, that shit got to be fire, boy.
It was crazy. She popped up on the hub, and then all her shit was like her OnlyFans shit. I'm like, I need to go see what's over there.
We went to school with her.
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
Nah.
Who is this?
I don't, like, I only know her from IG, but, like, she used to put a lot of shit. Like, I felt like I knew her personally. She's put a lot of shit on her story.
I want to say thank you to all the OnlyFans women.
I had to go see what that was about.
Shout out OnlyFans for saying they was getting rid of the sex workers.
Nope.
I said, just to say they not.
They knew how much money they was about to lose.
Right.
I mean, they said it was the banks.
Shout out to the people that still found another lane. That was like, fuck it.
Well, because there's hella shit out here that it's OnlyFans all in the bio. Is just the most known.
Everybody. You know what I mean? Everybody just making their own websites at this point.
Oh yeah, those websites have links to other websites though.
Yeah. That's how I got to the OnlyFans. She popped up, I was like, damn, I was wondering where she been at. Now I'm like, alright, now I done seen everything on here. I don't you ain't worth $15 no more. Like,
damn.
Yeah.
A month?
Yeah. That's why I want to unsubscribe. Like,
she ain't had
that shit keep coming up. I'm like,
there wasn't no sale or nothing.
And I you know your sign is stars.
Do you know so your sign is?
Yeah, I can get this. This face recognition.
All you have to do is just go to the profile, hit unsubscribe.
We can do this after.
We'll help you do it.
I'm gonna help you.
I don't know why. I don't know why you couldn't figure that out.
When I went there, I went to the settings.
We know.
I didn't see unsubscribe. Somebody told me I need to just like cancel.
Page. If you go to her page, you can just click like what the subscription is.
Yeah, he's right.
And unsubscribes.
Literally, yeah.
It's literally that easy.
I don't even know who you're looking at, but sure.
I looked at both of y'all because y'all the experts on how to unsubscribe. So I ain't the only person that unsubscribed somewhere.
It's right in the front of the page.
At first, I was getting the links.
That easy.
But then that stopped coming. So then I had
had to go find some more.
Yeah, you feel
them
me?
Them links is hard to come by now, bro.
Yeah, like.
Are they?
Yeah, they ain't leaking as much as they used to.
You know about
to.
The renege?
Shout out to my man that had the plug.
Shout out to Reddit.
Reddit be having it, but it be too much. And I don't feel like I can't be finding the ones that I want.
The ones you want.
You gonna find some bullshit.
I don't know how
some
the fuck
shit
we
was
got
not
here.
Looking for.
How did we get here?
But we're here. We made it. God damn it.
This is where y'all know where y'all at. What they expect. How do we get here every time?
We made it.
I guess I'm passing you, Ryan, man. What's
it's my turn.
Yeah.
With July. I've been doing the same, if I'm being honest.
He got sad. Sad as fuck.
I mean, let's put it like this. I have been in a
play the
a
world
very weird
saddest.
Place.
Alexa, play
the world saddest
I
violin.
Wish by Carl Thomas.
But I'm
no,
here.
Come on, y'all. Grit therapy.
This
is a safe space for our man.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
I'm good. I got it out. You know what I mean? I'm straight.
But
I've been in a weird place, is what I'm saying.
I'm good.
What is weird? What made it weird?
Is it dark as hell and cold outside?
Definitely cold outside. It's cold.
When it's cold.
It's getting cold outside.
Have you been playing Jaded a lot?
Alexa, play Icebox by Omarion.
I haven't. I have been playing that CLB a lot, though.
Why?
We knew that.
Yeah. Why?
That
I
shit,
haven't played this since
that
debut.
That shit has been in rotation.
Are you saying you're a lover boy now?
Certified. Lover boy. I do my own plug, though.
We'll get the
I finally
cut,
got started on my streaming. GDX Kahuna. Make sure y'all subscribe me.
Shit popping up. And that come on my phone. That shit is annoying as fuck. I don't give a
you
fuck
can turn
when
off
people
the
log
number.
On.
You can turn on the
I need to show me how to do that shit, too.
It's been a while. It's been It's been like a week since I last streamed, but streaming on the YouTube, too. Putting out YouTube videos. So GDX Kahuna, make sure y'all subscribe to that.
They said
Twitch,
you ass,
Facebook
bro.
Gaming.
Damn.
They said
YouTube.
You ass.
They say a lot, but I'm still here. Still goated. So it is what it is. But I'm good, bro.
What changed from like
I wasn't in I would say I was still in the same space at the last time we was recording.
When was the last time you was there?
It was the week before. I wasn't.
Oh, was I not there?
Somebody wasn't.
Probably not.
We
couldn't get five of us together for the longest. That's
no,
why.
No, it was them at the end there.
I think it was just three of us.
Yeah.
It was just us three.
We both weren't there.
Yeah.
I don't remember
three
that.
Musketeers.
Oh, when we came
here. Yeah.
And
then
the
Fantastic
Four.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God.
That was when we came.
Yeah,
that was when we came here. We had the lights in the background.
Oh,
yeah, he was about to throw up.
Oh my gosh, we all were talking about that. Like,
the throw up episode.
Like, I think the day after, because we were talking about like the nasty shit that happens at our job.
Oh,
the day
yeah.
after, I had a
that
long-term stay check out of my hotel. They had been there for like over a year. And I meant to send this video to the group chat because, when I tell you, I almost lost all of my insides walking throughout that room. It was like two real big ladies. And
dang,
two like
that
small
shit smelled
boys.
Crazy.
Big sloppy bitches.
Jesus. Right, like,
I know
damn.
That shit was a crazy sight to
me. The whole room smelled like a fucking like a boiled hot dog. Like a, like
no.
a bad one.
That shit smelled like
and
hot dog water.
Backs.
Like,
that
no.
shit was terrible. Mm. I'm going to send it anyway. Because I didn't want to be left out of the conversation.
It just looked nasty in there too.
Ew! It looked nasty. It smelled nasty.
I can't.
Wait, where were you working at before?
The hotel previous to the one that I'm at now.
Nigga, that's where the new job is.
Yeah.
Oh, is it the same one?
No.
No.
It's not the same one.
No. Where were you working at then is what I'm saying. Is it the same one you're at now?
No.
Okay, so
I've only been
at
the one
then?
I'm at now. The
for
one in South Park.
Weeks, 2 weeks.
What was the name of it, though, is what I'm asking.
Damn.
You probably told me before, but I can't remember.
Okay, that's
how you
that's
have extended.
Off, that's an off.
You had a.
That's any West hotel. South. We got people
I
that's
only
been there.
Certain
we got people
like
that's
extended.
Been in
the. So Marriott has 31 different brands, and I think at least 7 of
our
them.
Extended stays?
Yeah.
Or
our,
be extended,
our extended stay brand hotels. So, like, the one that I was at was. I mean, they're not called extended stays, but
no,
they're
yeah,
built
yeah.
like. Like the one that I was at, we were all suites, and they had like the kitchenettes. They had like
yeah, they
you know separate bedrooms,
it.
Like small apartment type situations.
What's crazy
you.
Is like you know I work in a hotel, but there's been people been there since COVID. Like we got one doctor has been there even before COVID. He just lived there. He see his family twice a year.
Damn.
And
wow, where does he actually live at?
I have no idea. I never talked to him. This guy. Looks like he is a. Sex pervert. Like, he looks like a sex trafficker.
I thought you were about to say drug lord.
No. But then it's this older black lady who get on my fucking nerves, but she been there since, I ain't saying all older black women, obviously. It's just her specifically.
But this
motherfucker
in particular.
She be goddamn on some bullshit, but I been waiting on her to leave, and she been there for over a year, too. And it's $400 a night at our hotel, so I don't know what the fuck going on or how they prorated it or how they do it.
She getting that bread.
Oh, here it is.
$400 a night.
Yeah, that shit is expensive. For real, for real.
Lord.
But, moving on to kids.
Kevin's on to you, big dog.
Oh, man. Well, it's just been a lot of transition. I potentially got a new opportunity coming up for me soon. So I don't want to spend too much time on it because I don't like to talk about things before it happened.
Yeah.
I took my girl back home. I took her to New York City. I took her to Brooklyn. I always find it kind of interesting to see how people react to it. Like, is their attitude going to change? Like, how they going to react to the people around them? Like, is she going to like the food? And she fucked with it. She did. She fucked with that nasty pizza. We ain't going to talk about that.
New York pizza is disgusting.
New York pizza is like the best style of pizza.
See, the thing with
South Carolina pizza. Don't look at me.
I don't know what South Carolina. That's just not a thing.
I ain't never been to New York.
Exactly.
Because most places are probably changed.
Sean, you went to probably one of the worst pizza spots in Manhattan, across the street from Madison Square Garden. You got to go to Brooklyn or somewhere in the inner boroughs to get real good pizza.
New York style pizza.
I don't know what it's called, but it was literally like diagonal from Madison Square.
Shop.
I was like,
it was a hype shop.
Nah, it was some old niggas in there. It was a family owned business pizza spot. You feel me?
It was some old niggas in there.
And you was in the city. You didn't even, I told you, you didn't even ask me any spots.
Well, because you supposed to took me how many years ago? Since I met you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that never happened. You took your girl. I ain't jealous of no shit. You know what I'm saying? But,
I ain't jealous.
I don't want
I'm just
can.
Saying.
Yeah. I ain't jealous, but it's been some years.
Yeah, yeah. You feel me? Bro, I'm going to take y'all, bro. I got you. I'm going to show y'all. Look, you currently in my city. I done brought you out several times.
I've been in Greenville. I've been in Greenville before I even started the podcast.
That's a fact. You've been to Clemson?
Yup.
That was
a good time.
That was a night.
That was a good time right there.
But yeah, I was just talking to somebody the other day about that two times where we took some penitentiary chances. I was like, damn, what would life be like right now? We wasn't getting out. I didn't say that much. We wasn't getting out. But
criminals. We took a lot of risks back in the day.
For criminals. No
they killed somebody.
And I recently seen.
Just for the experience.
Too. I just recently just seen one of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, but they don't even know their life could have. Never mind. It just.
Criminals.
Okay. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Crime time.
It's crazy, bro.
But yeah, just transitioning, traveling a little bit, stuff like that. Just trying to get prepared for the fourth quarter, the last 3 months of the year, and stuff like that. It's a lot. Going, I got to get ready for niggas. Got to get Christmas gifts now and shit.
Damn, Christmas.
Birthdays coming up and
everybody getting rechargeable battery packs and iPhone chargers.
it's just my main thing is just making sure I can transition the right way, get myself prepared. That's it for real, for real.
Transition.
Yeah,
gotta invite everybody to my Christmas wish list note that I have.
Oh, I've been watching my man Hendrix for a while too. So we've just been
this nigga been
bonding. Some goddaddy bonding. That shit is hilarious. I be coming.
He wasn't fucking with me at first. I ain't gonna lie.
I be coming home and can't be looking tired as fuck.
That nigga was
that shit ain't no joke.
His life the other night, Friday night, nigga was in the bounce house and all.
Hell yeah,
not the bounce house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just knew you was gonna destroy that shit.
I had to tell him not to jump because he was getting ready to jump, and I'm like, bro, you pop this bounce. I was like, I'm gonna be so upset.
And the shit, like,
I'm 200. This big, I'm about 200 pounds, so I don't even know how it still was even standing.
No, because had you jumped, that would have been the pop. Like, and it only gave me one patch to fix it.
Damn.
I said I was on the phone with Cass. I said, you know this nigga can't destroy you. You better stop him. You know he gonna break that shit.
I don't break nothing no more, man.
I don't know. Jeez. You still can't even drink beer properly. That nigga slammed it on the table. That shit spurted everywhere.
Oh my god.
Oh,
that's
horrible.
What about you, D? What's been going on with
new
you?
New developments.
Transitions.
You said what?
What'd you transitioning to?
Yeah, I got my own spot now. So
I had
a birthday, turned 25.
There we go.
You start wearing glasses?
Yeah, I ran out of contacts. I thought you always wore glasses.
No.
I ran out of contacts. And I haven't gotten back to good.
He looked like a different nigga with glasses. He looked like he got some sense. That's what he looked like.
I've always had sense, bro.
You be more calm.
Nigga don't choose bro, because I can't make sure. I gotta make sure the bitch don't fall off my face.
Now you understand the struggle. This is why I say fuck glasses, never going back. You know how many times regularly where I just push them, like I'm pushing them up, but I'm like, fuck, I don't even wear glasses no more. Like, Just be poking myself in the face.
I'll be at work. This shit will piss me off when I'll be at work.
Probably weren't meant for your face, though.
Nah, they were just older.
They shouldn't be, like, slotted.
Nah, that was, like...
It depends on, like... though,
because my other ones had broke, and I just wasn't going to the doctor out there. Insurance is a motherfucker.
Hospital bills is a motherfucker. They slide my
insurance. Still paying.
That's why I hate working with these bitches on, bro.
Right.
They start sweating, the bitches be...
You right. Look like somebody's grandpa.
I'll be having sweat drip on my shit.
I'll be like, bro, God damn bro.
Right. That same look.
Pissing me off, bro.
Like, when I go to the bathroom, I always wipe my face.
I'm not wearing that
shit. And then I'd be like pushing my glasses up because I'm so used to that shit. I'd be like, damn, I don't even got glasses though, boy. That shit is the weirdest shit. And it's just like.
And then I always got
to
carry around
if you go back to that episode.
Because you carry around the ones for the car. You don't just get the little one. You got a fat-ass fucking...
Because I'm not going to use that tiny-ass microfiber cloth when I got these big-ass microfiber cloths I can get from work.
That first episode of... the last episode of Whose Man Is This? It was the first day I had contacts. And that whole episode, I'm steady goddamn poking myself in the face. I look back and shit, I'm like, damn, I look dumb as hell. Like,
you probably just needed your shit tightened the whole time.
Yeah, I'm not wearing glasses no more. I look and feel like a different nigga without glasses.
But like, I think you should just get them just in case. Like,
I mean, I still got my old ones.
Yeah, in that rare off chance that like you might not have them.
Yeah.
Because I had bought like, when I buy contacts, I buy them like 6-7 months worth of contacts. And then like, them bitches be gone before I know it. Then I'm like, oh shit, well.
Are glasses expensive?
Glasses, initially.
It depends on your prescription.
Frame, yeah.
Well, yeah, it depends.
Or, frame is where all the money
depends
is.
On your insurance.
Because some people, like, I got a homie that...
Insurance?
His vision is, like, terrible, terrible.
Look at how thick my lenses are.
Right.
Damn, magnifying glasses.
He got, like, special contacts. His contacts was $2,500.
I can see
contacts. And he only get three.
Listening through the
three what? Months? Or three sets?
Three sets.
How long are they long?
Wait, glasses run out?
No, glasses don't, but contacts.
Your vision changes every 2 years.
It either grows or it doesn't. I felt like my shit was worse. Why I went from contacts to glasses, I was like, yeah, but my shit, I can't see shit. Now I'm like, I'm a different nigga with
niggas.
With
niggas be in the doctor's office. Is one clear? Or two.
Yeah, what?
One, or two.
You be guessing.
These bitches look the same.
You just be guessing.
I'm sorry.
It's just more blurry.
You can say they look the same, though.
I'm so confused.
But then I feel like
that's going to fuck up my prescription in the end.
Maybe like 15.
What y'all niggas talking about?
Or 16.
All I know is they'd be like, I'm pointing right here. What number is this? I'd be like 7.
No. When's the last time you went to the eye doctor? This is sick. It's probably been forever.
I be having to study for the eye vision test.
You say you got 20/20, so you step in there. And they say, look at this, and you look at that.
I can read that right there.
Oh, you bugged out. I can't see anything past the camera.
Damn. I can see the city of Greenville, South Carolina.
Yep.
Certificate of occupancy.
I can see the exit. It's got to be really big.
18 or 19. Like, why the fuck are we at this high-ass number?
It's got to be really big.
This shit crazy, though. Like, glasses, it's like seeing an HD, bro. That shit is the wildest thing.
You said who?
It's like seeing an HD. Like, everything get clear. This shit is crazy as fuck.
That's a fact.
I only had the craziest like I feel prescription. Left out. Like my shit is
because you're the only one. You don't want to need to wear glasses, bro. I used to think that I was like, damn, niggas.
Even
Merv
got
with glasses. Yeah,
but so
Merv's is probably prescription.
Need to want to wear glasses is why I have to wear glasses. I don't think I've ever. I'm kind of jealous, but I fucked my eyes up like on accident. But
you
on
know
purpose.
I ain't jealous. Never mind.
What you mean?
Dweeb.
So I really, when I was,
you
I was
purposely
younger,
sat in front of the TV.
I only needed my glasses like for reading. Like
she wore bitches.
I wanted
25/8.
Yeah, I wore them all the time, and so progressively,
so
it just
yeah.
it just made them. Worse.
Now she's just blind as shit.
Now I'm on like the fastest decline I've ever seen. In my
you know
life.
What I think?
I have to go every year.
I think I fucked mine up. I looked at that lunar eclipse when that shit happened. I
you looked
directly
at it.
At that shit.
Oh my god!
Then they give glasses
yeah.
like
they gave
yeah,
glasses
looked,
to
looked,
everybody.
Yeah, but I felt like I don't know.
You just want to see how it really looked along the street.
Yeah, like I'm a nigga that used to look at the sun too for no reason. Like,
you need
I don't know
to see somebody.
That shit put an imprint in your vision, bro. I hate that shit.
Billy and Mandy, where Billy just start looking.
All right, I hate that shit with a passion.
I hate accidentally looking at this song.
But like I knew, like at, I think it's a long term thing. Like, you know, there was like, if you look into it, you'll go blind. But I think everybody thought instantaneously.
It's the same thing about masturbating.
But I think it's a slow decline because I remember that Sean exact day. I'm pussy. But I'm like, damn, but my shit fucked up, huh?
I'm pussy.
Right, bro. I'm telling you, like, I looked at it for some time, for real. I'm like, dang, shit happened. That's a lie.
6 months later, God damn.
Damn, boy. Like,
can't see in front of your face.
The context, I was like, nah, bro. Let me get these glasses, try to improve my shit.
Nah, I'm just going to get that LASIK, bro.
Hell,
I'm afraid of LASIK.
I already told you.
My dad got LASIK, bro.
When I start getting real money, I'm getting some teeth, bro. I already told you that. I'm getting the veneers.
I don't know if he got it after. Before he retired or not.
Y'all can do what y'all want.
But that motherfucker, hey, he was in the house for like a week though.
Niggas
in the house wearing shades.
Because it's like a laser teeth that they put into your
eye. That motherfucker was stumbling all around the damn house. Let me sit your big ass down, please.
Start with veneers on.
I'm telling you, I get this big check.
Just please don't get no big ass one.
Nah, I ain't gonna get the big ones.
Don't get the big shit.
I already got my doctor lined up.
Damn. Doctor Miami.
The nigga in Columbia.
What?
The country,
you
not
say Dr. Miami.
The country,
I know
he doesn't do that.
Bro, niggas have been going to
Columbia.
You want to go to another country to get something surgery? Because
that's where that doctor is. That's what cheap. He did. Ross teeth. He did the baby. He got a good little, you know what I mean,
resume.
Yeah, and when I start seeing regular niggas do the shit, I don't know what they did to do it. Maybe they did the PPP loan, whatever. But I'm like, boy,
I'm next.
I'm getting me some teeth for shit. I'm next.
Well,
I'm a bit with contacts and new teeth.
Gonna be
boy.
A whole new nigga, boy.
I'm telling y'all, ain't gonna be able to tell me shit. I'm telling you,
that boy finna get a diamond in his forehead next.
Nah, hell nah.
That's Uzi pretty. Still got that shit in his forehead.
He has, so he's got.
I think it's gone
in.
Now.
He can put it in and he can take it out.
Yeah, it's just an implant. So
that shit
like,
is just a bracket.
Basically, he can just like
take it off.
It's like changing jewelry out.
That motherfucker got a wall mount on his fucking forehead.
That nigga been boxing lately.
Bro, that nigga, first of all,
bro, that nigga's brawling.
I saw that video, I was like, nigga, who is that? That nigga is built, bro. Uzi is a built. I mean, he's only fucking 2 feet tall.
I was
about
to say he's small, so it look better.
But this is what you got to do as a smaller person. Like, you feel me? Like,
but it's still a little Uzi, though.
Yeah, I still try the nigga.
Exactly. He throw up the
pants. Yeah, nigga with purple dreads. I ain't pictures.
I think Uzi got hands.
Now? Nigga, have you not seen him boxing? That nigga got. Hey, boy.
He got to do that celebrity boxing then.
That?
Nigga, what tiny celebrity he finna fight?
Shit, he was just in wrestling.
There's a lot of them.
He was in wrestling?
Yeah.
For real?
There's a lot of tiny ass celebrity.
Give me three.
Tory Lanez. The baby.
The baby, but the baby is a nigga. The baby throw hands for real though.
Oh, but you said tiny. I'm just giving you actually, tiny people.
He doesn't even fight anymore. He shoots people.
He definitely. Well, he
beat that nigga up in the mall.
Yeah, he's
South Park.
Dead.
Yeah.
He died.
Ooh, something related to that or something.
No, it was something
what's
different.
Name?
I forgot his name, but yeah, he's
the one
dead.
That was always talking shit about.
Shit. Yeah, he dead.
Dang. How he died?
Damn.
That ain't my business. I don't know.
You fast.
But
the baby put out the hit on him.
I don't think it was that deep for the baby to do that.
That dude was talking a lot of shit, like, every day.
Yes. And he was posting on Instagram.
I remember
Instagram
seeing that shit. Yeah.
Every day.
Every day. He just talking shit about the baby. Like, for what?
Oh,
like,
his name was Killer Cam something?
Yeah, it was Cam something. But
Cam
yeah,
something.
He's
Cam
dead.
Cam
Colbert?
Nah. Cam Colbert? Nah. Well,
Cam, that is it. That is it. Cam Colbert. I'm about to find him. RPU.
So, since we done did all the updates, we can have a little resemblance of what it used to look like. Any free game?
Do it for your last
I got
name,
some,
not
I got
your
a
first.
Little something that I had cooked up for a
Yo,
little
I
bit.
Yo, I just said it, bro.
Oh, you did?
Why are you going to talk while
oh,
I was saying
my fault.
It?
I know.
That's what happened.
Yeah, that's what happened. July
15th.
No, Jesus Christ.
I was just fucking with you, bro.
Go ahead, bro.
I said it.
Say it again. Say it.
Do it for your last name, not your first.
Because Ryan is very common.
No, because the only thing that gets remembered is your last name. The only thing that goes on is your last name.
Wait, what? Say that again.
He said, do it for
do
your
it
last
for
name.
Your
last
name,
not
your
first
name. I don't understand. Because
your last name is like your legacy, right?
Yes.
So, like, whatever you do is carried on through the name that you are giving your children.
Yes.
Unless you share that name with a serial killer. So it doesn't really matter.
Well, you know, he did it for his last name.
This does not apply to me.
I was gonna say, I mean,
you gotta change that last
both
name.
I'm not gonna change my last name.
No, I mean, as in you have to change the narrative of that last name.
The name has been, there was somebody who attempted to change the narrative. But when you Google, if you Google type in Darius Denver, that white man's going to pop up.
Oh.
Every time. It
you don't have matter to change it. That is the point of my statement.
I don't know.
Change
that that man is pretty popular. That man's pretty popular. Even in death, he's pretty popular.
Well, not that. Oh, well, I'm saying like that.
Moving forward,
yeah.
I got you.
Because boy, I'm.
No side conversation over there.
I will say that
I made a joke, but it wasn't really funny.
Coming to this, like we did do updates and shit, but I'm no longer the same person that I was last time we was recording.
Love,
like, nigga, get some contacts and not even, I hear a whole nother nigga.
Yeah, like, and it's like, just life. We're seeing that shit in real time.
It's like, just life be different.
Man, I mean, we shades inside and shit. Who the fuck is this nigga?
We can see it.
This bitch, like,
we saw it when you walked in. We saw it when you walked in.
That nigga walked in here on the phone, AirPods in, watch swinging.
Nigga, when did you ever wear
swinging
shades like
that's
that?
That's her favorite artist, too.
I know.
You ugly.
But, you see, I always wore watches, bruh. I feel like I've actually been buying.
You need to take a link out that bitch or something.
That shit don't even fit.
I can't.
That shit barely fits.
It's the way that my wrist is set up. It's you're like
weird size. We're going to get you another one in. I hate seeing that shit.
No, literally, like, when I go to a Macy's or some shit, if you ask them, they'll take the shit out. But the way that my wrist is set up, it's like, this is small. It won't
niggas,
close.
If you take, what you mean?
You like, take, so if they take one more out,
it's too small.
Yeah, it's too small. Yeah, I put like had this
half
done
a link in that bitch or something.
It's just,
bro, there ain't no way, bro.
I promise, I put this on every
time. That link is not big, though?
I can see it right
like,
now.
Like, it's just the way my wrist set up. Like, I got like three other watches. Let me see the watch. It's the same way. Yeah, it's so weird. She was like, I don't even know how to help you. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, because she took it out and she had to put it back in. Like,
you need a half a link in that bitch.
It's just how it
fit perfectly.
Yeah, you definitely got a schmiedium.
But you got a fat wrist, though.
You got a schmarsh.
Schmarsh.
I know my arm.
But
I see it though, bro. I see it.
That shit is just,
I see what you say. It's like your fist and then like your wrist is kind of,
yeah, like my hand and it just slims down. Yeah, it's weird. Like,
you
I
still check time on it, be honest.
He can't, because if you try to,
I do it. Yeah, because you got to do the subtle shit.
Niggas don't.
I only do that when I'm trying to make a point. Like,
I mean, I do, but
I'd be like, you know what I mean? Like, shit, especially in the window, because now, like,
I'm talking about more like a regular watch, like when,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do. Somebody asked me the other day, I had my phone in my hand. They was like, "Nah, tell me from the watch." They're like, "Nah, nigga, they had the phone."
I can see it right
now. Now I got to count and shit. Like, come on, now.
That's an old nigga trick, bro. Only old niggas just look at it real quick and tell you what it is.
And I've never a quarter past. Yeah. What does that mean, nigga? Like,
a quarter past.
Just give me the exact time.
It's a quarter past six.
Or half past. What is half past?
You ask me the time, I look at this bitch. How the fuck
it's
I'm
a quarter to five.
I can tell time, but I still, I ain't got no
numbers. If I wear a watch by the time, all wrong is fucking the bitch. I'm not wearing
it. A lot of times, like I said, like for my birthday, I wind up getting like three watches.
Damn, nigga.
So,
boy,
I had to set the time. I'm like, damn, boy, when the last time I did that? when time, cause you know time finna go back soon at the end of next month.
How many watches you got?
Six.
Are you gonna go back and rewind that hour back?
No, I'm not gonna do that. As long as that alarm keep going off. Well, I don't even need it no more. I don't have to be to work as early.
When I was in Vince's wedding, I had to watch on. Somebody asked what time it was. I do that bitch, put my phone out.
But it's
time wrong and shit. I know it ain't 3 a.m. I know that shit ain't right.
That shit funny as hell.
Was it 3 p.m. though?
No, it wasn't like, close to the time it was.
My car time is off by like 3 minutes.
Wait, I'm on a watch. Mom's, you're not going to be able to see the AM or PM.
Yes, you was. On certain Rolexes, there's like a little window.
Did he?
You didn't have a Rolex on though.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Humble flex.
In my wedding photos, well, not my wedding, but in Vince's wedding photos. Do you want me to show you my wrist?
Right, yeah, I want to see.
I had a Rolex on, bro.
I want to see the receipts.
It's like niggas got married,
right? My wedding.
Nah, well, shout out
to Vince and Brittany for finally
tying the knot.
Jumping the broom after fucking like 45 years.
Tying the knot.
Shout out soon.
You see the first one wasn't working.
Soon?
I'll be there soon.
What? Marriage?
Yep.
You'll be there soon?
Not soon.
Yeah, but, I was like,
well, I mean soon, I say
in the next couple of years.
Next couple of years.
So it's coming.
I'm about to throw up. Somebody needs to get married so I can go.
What's crazy, my aunt literally told me yesterday. She said she's so tired of people doing it backwards. She's like, I've been going to baby showers before I'm going to weddings.
You're trying to cap on me. It's okay.
I feel that.
Listen, I can't wait for my baby shower. I can't wait to come in with the...
We about to be in
the Burberry shirt on? Yeah.
I'm going to get me one of the Burberry shirts.
Yo, what we doing? No, don't do that. Don't
do what?
The Burberry shirt.
I'm doing it. No, you guys too.
I was going
to... It's a staple.
Every nigga that wear the Burberry shirt is deadbeats, my nigga.
It's an annual tradition.
It's a staple.
It's a tradition.
But you going to be... Ain't shit. It's the Burberry in the photo means... You're going to be a deadbeat father down the line.
I know what
I'm changing the narrative, Sean.
Trying to change the narrative.
That shit like Ghostbusters. Like, yeah, I mean, Goosebumps. Like, that shit that is just...
We changing,
put on the Burberry shirt.
We changing what people think of men in Burberry at the baby shower.
That's what we do.
Changing the narrative.
Man. Why niggas got to wear the most designer shit that they got at
they
a
niggas.
Baby shower?
Because they niggas,
bro.
I
still don't believe men need to be
niggas,
bro.
We got to start.
At the baby shower?
We always got to start.
Yeah, because, I mean, you ain't really there, but to...
I really think
for the support.
In the last, like, 7 to 8 years, it's been a thing where men have been at baby showers. But before then, it was not a thing.
We got a stunt, though.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to go.
I ain't going to
So you're saying
it's all baby stuff.
Go ask your father was he at the baby shower. He's going to tell you no. Like, yeah, you might be right.
I don't know about it. You really think about it. I would say that's probably right.
Like when you was born?
I got pictures of it.
He got stuck. He couldn't get away.
Mm-mm, he wore his best sweater vest too.
Not the sweater vest. I used to be the king in middle school. I was the king of sweater vests.
My dad was at his.
I was not fucking with the sweater vest. Is it
his baby shower or is it my baby shower?
I feel like everybody had like a middle school sweater vest.
I had series of them. Like I could go 2 months with sweater vests. Like,
I can't even remember wear a different having one a vest every day.
The seasons don't even last long enough for you to be wearing that shit.
Listen to what I'm telling you. Y'all got ass fat. Like in middle school, like I damn sure wore sweater vests all the time.
Like damn, nigga,
that was my shit, bro. Because it was like a respect thing. Like your peers
like
respect you.
A real life GTA character.
Got it.
Brothers go in the closet.
And bro, I had a mall. Like it just was a thing. Then like
where was you buying these from?
Shit, Macy's because I had some South Pole ones. I had some
South Pole. That was a time.
Yeah, I had that some South Pole ones. It's called Manhattan's, but it's like technically like DTLR.
I used to work there.
But I used to get a bunch out of there. I just had a lot. And then I transitioned to cardigans. And I was what's that? That Kiss Kiss video came out. Niggas had the cardigans. I was on that shit. You feel me? I was like, oh, yeah.
But those trends, like, really
kiss
came. And
like, they didn't go for real. Because you'll see an old nigga still wearing that shit. You feel me? You don't think
like,
nothing twice
like,
about it.
I see like somebody wearing like AirPods or something. I'd be like, damn,
I can't wear the AirPods. I wore AirPods for a week.
I remember everybody was wearing it last week. Then the next week nobody was wearing it. Everybody was like, nah, that shit's right now.
Everybody moved on the
Hollister. That's why I said it was a week.
I just got my shirt.
Everybody moved on the Hollister.
Bro, I just jumped on this shit.
I remember the Hollister.
But niggas was wearing Ed Hardy last week. I gonna get one shirt. Then niggas is changing my whole.
I was Ed Hardy. I got a picture, nigga, boy. I look like Akon, boy. I swear to God, I had.
But no, first
I had
of all,
Ed
first
Hardy
of all,
belt
no,
with
you
the
was
chain
down.
On
she
it.
Was down. No, that Ed Hardy shit
the
used
shirt.
To be fire, boy. That Ed Hardy
I had
shit
the
was
most
tough.
Tweed
I had a
dick
shirt
I ever had in my life.
My dad came back from Afghanistan. Went to the mall, bought me the jean, the whole fit, bro. That shit was so fire, bro. I thought that shit was so cool. And then next week, niggas was wearing it.
Yeah. That was two of them.
Then my dad was like, why you not wearing stuff? And I was like,
that shit.
It ain't popping no more. Like, they on this AirPostle Hollister vibe. But bro, I'm about to jump on that.
You said what?
I was like, that's like the biggest tool wear ever. Like, you were so fucking.
I wasn't
like,
buying my own clothes.
You wasn't?
No.
What?
This was like middle school, bro.
Like middle school, high school?
I told you, I got dropped by my parents early. My father would buy clothes, my mom wouldn't buy shit.
What?
Like, you had to go out here and go get it.
At least about 13, 14.
No.
I picked my own stuff. Like, my mom
was like, I hated going places to go try on clothes. But just buy the shit and bring it back.
Bruh, I still don't try on clothes. Like,
if it's like a pair of jeans or something like that, I try them on just to see how they look. But I ain't just about to just go and just like buy a pair of jeans and dip.
I'm more than
every everything online anyway, but I'm not. Only thing I will try on is a tux. Like, I'm not fucking trying on shit.
You ain't got no choice. Like, you don't want to be able to look like a 2003 draftee.
Like, exactly. I hate to have to send shit back.
I just either I find somebody with similar body type to give it to,
or you just take the L.
I just have it, or then eventually I give it to Salvation Army.
I definitely do have like some clothes and shit that still got like tags on it.
I do it close to tax time every year to get rid of all my shit, and just goddamn, it's hella shit that I never even wore. Like during the pandemic, when it first started, I was buying hella shit because I just had the money. I had a Burberry shirt, and I put that bitch on, that motherfucker was so tight. I was like, damn, I wanted this shirt so bad.
Wait, where are you taking it?
Huh?
Where did you say you're taking it?
I wound up giving it to Salvation Army.
The Burberry?
Yeah.
He had no cousins.
Because I couldn't find anybody.
Mr. Kev.
Is there a Plato's card?
Look at his face. Yeah.
Think you should have played.
But see, that's so much. Like,
you get money for
not positions and so.
No, they only buy shit that's in season though. So if you get out of season shit, they gonna say, nah, take that shit back.
But and then too, it was more so like, I feel like that's just doing like, because I've Greenville bus so big. I've seen like people that's less fortunate have on my shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like,
damn.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that's not nice, but that's nice.
So like, that's my
homeless
little
thing about QT and the Burberry shirt. Like, oh shit, that's my shirt. That's my shit.
It was a Burberry, and then it was one other one.
I'm about to drive
I was
by,
like,
said,
boy, I can't wait to put this shit on. When it's outside open, I'm ready. Man, I put that motherfucker on. I could not even button a single button on that motherfucker.
He said, oh, shit.
Yeah, I was like, ooh.
You
could have
did like how Fat Trill do it. Just go, like,
loose.
Just loose. I thought about that, but I ain't no Trill on.
To the beach or something.
You know I don't be at the beach like that.
I wear a Burberry socks shirt at the beach, with some socks.
Yeah, you feel me?
What you mean,
bro? Nick Cannon did it.
I was just about to say that shit.
Who gives a damn?
What you mean? Don't act like that shit is not a classic.
Literally,
bro.
Everything in them outfits go in that movie. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. A lot of the
and Christina Milian still look good.
Ooh.
Yeah. To this day.
Who better, Ashanti or Christina?
Ooh.
Ashanti, even though she got doo-doo allegations.
Doo-doo allegations.
Yeah.
What?
Someone posted a photo.
This is first.
And it was like stains on it.
That could have been
that's
anything.
Just an accident.
I don't believe
nigga, I don't care.
Just it's imagine her looking so good and she just shitted on herself.
That's yo.
Like that.
Well, let's get you cleaned up. Come on.
Yo, there's a reason why, who was it?
Damn.
Who came across the stage? Nelly. There's a reason why Nelly came across the stage. Goddamn.
I still ain't watched that Versus, and I plan to today, actually.
I didn't either, but
that was a time. I knew Ja Rule was going to body Fat Joe. Because when I really thought about it, outside of Make It Rain, it ain't too many Fat Joe songs that I really fuck with. And that's the remix.
Lean Back, bro?
Lean Back.
I mean,
they don't keep playing the chorus.
Love?
That's Fat Joe.
That's Fat Joe song.
What's with the fucking mic on? That's Fat Joe.
Got to
do,
got
to
do.
Got it. Ja Rule was in it because he's on like the chorus because it's originally Ja Rule's song.
Fat Joe said no.
Fat Joe, or I guess Fat Joe.
What music I've been on lately?
Can I say this now? Since we're approaching the fourth quarter,
yeah,
this year's music has not been the greatest. Everything has been forgettable. I'm be honest. It's only a few.
What's been
albums.
Forgettable for you then?
CLB, yeah. Like you hear, if you hear it, you hear it. But I ain't been going back to it.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan about called you.
I'll be honest. The R&B for real. You know that's my jam. But it ain't been a whole lot that just like
caught your attention.
Yeah, like it'll have it for the moment. Like Seven album came out and it was like that was. Not impressed. You know what I'm saying? The shit that I've been listening to is shit that I probably shouldn't be listening to. Like I've been listening.
What
the albums I'm going back to is ETSG. All that shit. That's a daily rotation for me. Then Mo 3 I'm listening to. What's my man's name? Like Fredo Baines.
Did you like Mozzie album?
I haven't listened to it. I heard it came out though, but I ain't listened to it.
It's pretty straight.
What are that Larry June?
I liked it because him and Cardo are like a great combo together. There's just always that producer and that artist that always gels together, and that they make a perfect tag team. I don't really like Larry June working with like other producers. I think I strictly like him and Cardo together.
Is he talking about pimp shit? If he talking about pimp shit, I listen to it.
He is.
If he ain't,
he always talking about pimp shit though. That's his motto.
What's that nigga name? You put me on. He was on 85 South not too long ago. He's a newer artist. He signed to an artist.
All right, I know y'all don't like him like that, but I like this NBA YoungBoy album.
I didn't. From what I heard, I didn't like it. I do. I like NBA.
Me
fuck
too.
With NBA.
Me too.
I've been seeing people say they don't like it.
I developed liking his music.
You gotta listen. Like
that Nevada go hard. I don't care what y'all.
I ain't listen to the whole thing. I was. Just
I see somebody say listening. he was on there just yelling the whole time.
Yeah, it was loud. It was definitely loud. It was definitely for sure the show loud.
It had its songs where I was like, okay, I could fuck with this sound.
I was just telling a story on the way here. Like a young nigga told me about NBA YoungBoy, and I was probably around like 22, and I was like, man, I don't listen to y'all YoungBoy music like that. Yeah, that shit too rowdy for me. And then,
boy, I delivered to somebody, and it was my first stop of the day. And they was playing YoungBoy at like 8 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, I don't know how the fuck they're doing this shit at 8 o'clock in the morning, bro.
These people different, but different he was telling me, giving me a little bit of his background. He was because this is when he first came out. He was fighting the murder charges, and he had three kids, and he wasn't even 20 yet. Yeah, that nigga was 18. So I was like, that's an interesting story. Let me check it out. And then I just his voice is a instrument. You can hear the pain and shit, and what he's saying, and I was like, oh, I fuck with that. Like, if you got a story to tell, like, Ride Wave, like, people say he just whining and shit on it. If you listen to what the fuck he's saying, like, it's just different. You know what I'm saying?
It's only so much.
I ain't like his album. See, that was another one.
Yeah, it's only so much I can listen to with Ride Wave.
It's sad music.
It's sad music. I think it's more so like his voice. Like, I really can't.
Yeah, it gives a sad tone.
I really can't sit and listen to it.
Did y'all listen to that? I ain't really got to dive in it like that, but I damn sure downloaded Anthony Hamilton. That's my bad. You feel me?
I didn't even know
he dropped something. What's it called? Did y'all like Donda?
No.
Did you
like Donda? That was.
It's okay.
The song Pure
Love
Souls,
is the New Black.
It's okay.
The song Pure Souls is my favorite song on the album.
That was like when I first listened. I listened to it in the car, and when I first listened to it, I was like, I like it, kind of. It ain't. I don't know a lot of replay value I will get out of this.
Yeah, I haven't really went back.
I only like one song. It's just Lord Part Two. Who? I love that song with the locks.
I still never even made it to that part of the album. You feel
song
me? Like
is
I just
fire.
You know what I mean?
That's the only song I downloaded, though. Everything else is kind of like...
I think it was like four songs.
There's no placement
playlist
for it.
The four of the songs on the album that I had.
It felt random to me. Like
it's super random.
Just felt random. Yeah.
I don't think... Because I remember Kanye West was saying like he wasn't ready to release the album, but I don't know what else he could have added to complete it.
He turned it in.
Yeah, he turned it in.
They released it because he turned it in.
Just release your shit.
Yeah, like he said he didn't have permission to do it. I'm like, that's a terrible lie.
You got to turn it in.
But like I said... Pure Souls with Roddy Ricch and whoever the shorty was at the end is my favorite song.
He needs to
on
give
album
me an album.
Roddy Ricch.
I don't because
has been
because
bullshitting
this,
in the booth.
Because his last album was what, two years
ago?
It
was 2019.
Yeah, 2019. Yep.
That was a great album though. So yeah.
But that late night.
Late at night.
Boy, that shit fire. That he built the intention. I'm like, oh, this nigga finna come with something. And then that shit went quiet.
Real quiet. I wonder where you at with it. I'm looking forward to Cordae's album. No, that's one person I'm looking forward to.
You've been saying shit for like 2 years.
Yeah, Boogie, because those are my two guys.
You know what I'm looking forward to? Speaking of, well, coming on Donda, Favio went crazy. I'm actually looking for. If
see,
he sounded like that,
that's all the music I've been listening to. Like shit that's not really
like
for
the
me.
New York, like the New York drill.
That drill shit. Oh my
he
god!
Been, he like TJ. A lot of features. He's been.
I like
his
TJ.
Features.
I like Favio. I like Pop. Go crazy, like. Grant, I did watch that Boogie movie the other day. I went ahead and bought it, and
I don't fuck with A Boogie.
It was okay. No, not A Boogie. It's a movie.
The movie that had
Pop Smoke
in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hooper,
the basketball movie.
It was good.
It was a movie.
Wait, why did you buy it?
Because it's not streaming.
How much was it?
Oh, it's not.
It was like $5 on Amazon.
Oh, so lower my expectations.
I mean, ain't a lot of basketball being played to see that much.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting. I was expecting like niggas to be like hooping.
They played maybe three games. Like, it was not a lot of basketball.
Niggas played a game between
one. And then it's crazy because, so, technically, they go to two community colleges, and they was going to play each other in, like a game. Like a championship-type game. Mm. Then niggas got to argue, and then they was like, let's just meet on Saturday in the streets. Like, what the fuck?
Them
like,
niggas did, like,
so
you
they
got,
just forfeit
you got
the serves. Game. Like,
them niggas did, you got served no type stuff.
Then the coach was coaching the street team, the college coach. I'm like, all right, this shit don't make no
shit
sense.
Shit is unrealistic in a very
but
simple storyline.
I don't know. I like the girl that play in it. She reminds me of Stacey Dash so bad. I don't know her name, but.
Terrible person.
I always had a crush on Stacey Dash.
Stacey Dash is a terrible person?
Now.
She was bad, though.
But she was always bad. Like, she was bad from though. Clueless, I was like, damn.
She was in that, I can't remember what Kanye West music video it was. She's fun in that too.
I know what you're talking about.
She got mad dramatic eyes. I'm gonna show you the girl.
Nigga, what do she?
But she, her eyes is mad dramatic. I got a thing with eyes too.
Well, there was something I want to talk about with y'all real quick. This just be for 5 minutes.
Hey, it's Dre's birthday today, so.
Hey.
Oh, okay. Shout out, happy birthday to Dre. Happy, he's still part
birthday,
of the
brother.
Gang.
He's still in the group chat.
Facts.
He said Dre? Yeah.
Dre, his brother.
Oh, I thought he said Drake. That's why I was like, huh?
October was very young.
Man, I think he was born in September.
I thought he was October.
Civil. But, yeah, shout out to Dre. That's my guy. Even though he's a white man. Shout out to him.
That, Dre ain't white, bro. Nothing about Dre is white, bro.
Shout out to Dre, but he need to loosen up his shoes a little bit because them bitches be tight. I know every morning he put his bitches on, he be... I was like, damn, bro, loose them bitches up, bro. And I said that shit to him a couple
yanking
times.
Them shoes.
Dre.
That motherfucker nasally as hell, too. Dre, my God. I ain't never even
Dre
met this motherfucker
true,
in person.
True nigga. He, his main stories is dogs,
his car,
cars, and guns. Like, that's it.
And his tattoos.
Tattoos and shoes.
And that's it. He a nigga.
He's a nigga, bro. He is Tommy. Dre is Tommy, bro. When I first met him, I was like, no way that y'all really brothers, because it don't make sense.
I mean, we're not blood brothers.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
His daddy black. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
We're cousins on that side.
What?
I told
what?
You that.
I thought
you that
motherfuckers
before.
Were stepbrothers.
Yes, we're stepbrothers on our other
cousins.
Sides of the family, but we're cousins on the other side of the family.
Like, that shit don't sound right.
That sounds like some West Virginia shit. What y'all got going on?
In Delaware,
see,
baby.
It's two separate sides
Dover.
Of the family.
Yeah, that's that Dover
that's
shit.
You have your mom's side of the family and your dad's side of the family, correct?
And they never coincide.
I'm just
my, most of my family here. And dad is
what
never cross.
Okay, but
I was just working on it.
They're not.
I was just working on it.
It's just the way it worked out. I mean, he ain't really like...
So he your cousin, brother.
His brother.
That shit weird as hell.
His brother.
That's the name of the episode, cousin,
brother.
We was
cousins before.
They buzzins.
Right.
Let me write this down so we forget the name.
You said y'all was cousins before?
Before our parents got married. Our parents are on the opposite
somebody,
sides of
somebody
where
put
cousins.
The, can somebody put that shit in like family tree
no.
form?
Like
a family
yeah, well,
tree?
Yeah. We're
Murph,
like
can
far,
you put it
we're not,
in like a family tree?
We're
like
not direct
have,
cousins.
Like... This set of parents and this
so
set of parents, and then like
cousins,
and then their parents met, and then they become. That shit looks silly. I'm gonna figure that.
It's
out.
Not as complicated as you think.
That
it's
shit,
not as complicated.
Somebody else ain't heard silly.
That shit looks silly.
Besides Vic, damn. What was you said you had something to say, Kevin? This nigga interrupted you with his buzzings.
Do y'all feel bad for PJ Washington?
Oh, that was a topic a long time ago.
I don't know. I've been
no,
to his house.
That's like... my guy.
I saw Brittany Renner in person.
Jesus.
Feel
she
bad,
tiny.
No.
Dance a little
tiny.
I just feel like she's
banned
that job. So
is she
like,
tiny?
Why?
She looks small. So. She is very short. But.
I don't feel bad, and I don't feel bad only but. Because, I mean, he got it for a year.
What do you mean?
You feel me? Like... That's a lucky man, and still, in comparison to an average nigga, like, he got the experience, and he
allegedly
shot that bitch.
Allegedly, he's
up.
Paying about $200,000 a month.
No, that's not. That's not true.
No, that can't
that's
be true.
It's not true.
Somebody made that shit.
That's why I said allegedly.
He's not even making enough to
what,
be doing that.
What I don't appreciate is the like, that now stepdaddy season when I get out the game. It's so crazy. But now stepdaddy's name.
Oh, what I did I say?
It's so crazy.
Now that's a quotable and some bullshit.
She on the prowl for another bag now.
She at the
Panthers games now.
Right behind the bench. Damn. She's staying in North Carolina.
Before the PJ, she live in Charlotte. Yeah.
Well, that's I'm saying, like, nigga, she could get any nigga from anywhere else. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, she came to Charlotte for him, and then she
and now she's with a Panther. She could have got a Texan. Like, she has the range to move wherever she want to move.
Maybe she loves Charlotte.
All she had to do is buy a team hat, wear a white shirt, and some damn leggings.
She not like the baddest of the bad.
But she does look pretty good, though.
I don't give a fuck. Everything I know about Tiana Trump, that would not stop me.
Like, you'll hear it when you listen to it.
I wanted to experience that, bro. Like, that shit.
What? You talking about?
Said that would not stop me, Tiana Trump.
Tiana Trump. Like, I don't give a fuck what her past look like.
Tiana Trump.
Fuck it.
That is a very
I took greater risks.
Are you sure?
That's a lot of meat.
Bro. That's a wild bar.
That's a lot of specimen on that one.
So large. I literally
started this podcast saying when me and Kev was there, I took two penitentiary chances, which essentially is worse than that. You know what I'm saying?
I thought you meant with.
Yeah, right. See, that's what y'all went.
I'm glad you're being safe. No, I'm glad you're in the house.
Definitely in the house.
But I think if that phone call came across your phone, I think he up and out of there.
With the town of Trump?
Yeah.
I'm going to be making a call like, I got to do this. Like, I just
need you to understand my hands are
tied. You got to understand. Like, that needs to be, bro, they got to be certain hall passes. I get what you're saying, shit. Bro. Like, it just have to, like, whoever your favorite celebrity is, who is your favorite celebrity that you with? Anyway,
she got somebody because I feel like we've talked about this before. Champagne. I just don't know who it is.
Champagne Poppy DM you.
Champagne. She's gone, bro. I wouldn't even be mad, but
that's
Drake.
What I said.
But
like,
just go.
You gotta.
But Drake gonna take care of you, bro. Drake is going.
He's gonna provide better than I can provide for you. If I really love you, I gotta let you do that.
Exactly.
Like, hopefully you don't forget about me.
But
man,
I would appreciate it if you slipped me like some OVO gear and some other shit.
That's what I said.
Steal a couple do-rags or some pillowcases or something. Send them bitches back down here.
Well, imagine Darius on eBay talking about Drake pillowcases for sale.
10 bands.
That's sick as hell.
10 bands. Let's just go. You know that shit stitched. You know that shit say AG on it. You know that shit stitched with AG on it.
Man, but all I know is you got to give me, like, I know a particular person's who they hall pass would be. I gotta eat that. That nigga is talented. Like, it's just what it is.
Yeah, I think about talented. It.
She's great at what she do. She got a talent that I want to explore. You just gotta understand that.
Exactly. It's just one of those unwritten rules.
Yeah, I need that hall pass.
Yeah, bro. Because you ain't gonna tell me. And she was like, I want to suck your dick. You just gonna be like, I'm in a relationship. No, you're not gonna do that. It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. Like, she get the slap, man. You crazy. That's big and bananas.
I start. Yeah,
where I gotta go? What's the gate code?
Here we have it.
What's the gate code?
What?
I start Wild breathing times. Hard.
Huh?
I start breathing hard.
Nigga, I don't know if I can perform because that anxiety, that pressure. That's pressure. That is pressure.
We start sweating.
Is it hot in here or is it just me?
Right. Sheet. Like, just imagine her flirting with you. Like, you know the possibility. Like, y'all just over here on the couch and she got down. Just shooting the shit with you, and she giving you that look. Like,
she laugh and hit your legs.
Yeah, and you know she bold. She might grab that thing. Exactly. You tell her you gonna be like, I'm in a relationship. No, hell no.
Oh shit!
Goddamn, serious. Everybody got them Google her ass.
I don't know how I'd react.
That's part of the reason I subscribed to Shorty OnlyFans, because I had seen some other shit and I was like, I gotta see what's that. Like, I just got certain shit I got to know.
One of those known unknowns.
Yeah.
That boy's still paying $15 a month on
me. Hopefully this is the last month, because
you got us.
When this podcast ends, we're gonna sign on.
Yeah, I can't
help you out there.
I gotta know who she is.
Investigate.
Right.
What's crazy?
Definitely gotta
I gotta investigate first before we can.
And
And this, you do know after you unsubscribe, you still have the subscription for the next month.
To the real.
I'll take that. But every month, like, I gotta
bro,
get
all
out
you
of
gotta
here.
Do just make sure you screen record everything. So if you want to come back to it, you already got it.
Well, like, she got her little clippers on the hub. So if I need it, I will go there. But that is what it is. Of course he know. He was part of my link crew. Now I don't even get them. That's why I had to stop buying this shit. That's why I had to stop buying
the link stopped coming, guys.
I stopped searching, bro. It's not hard to find, but some stuff you gotta dig for, bro.
That nigga would be like, it's just on Reddit. Nigga, I went to Reddit trying to find that shit was a whole worm. I was like, I ain't got this type of time.
Reddit is a black hole.
It is a facts. Wild place. Yes. It is a wild. You can find whatever stocks, you want on Reddit.
You want stock advice,
black market,
everything.
Yeah, that shit is dark.
Have you guys ever been like to an actual like found the black market?
Nah.
Or browse the black market?
Nigga, I can't work the internet. How the fuck I'm gonna find the black market?
I don't know how. I feel like
I tried. At
you
one
mean
point.
The dark web?
Yeah,
like, I Google
it's
like
much,
black
it's
market.
Too much shit you got to do, but you got to get like a VPN and do all this other shit. Because if you just log into the black market, just like regular type shit, somebody gonna get a hold of your shit, and then that's gonna be ball game. But it just requires a whole.
I would just like to just look to see what it looks like.
You fuck around, and look.
No, because like
you can't unsee.
Yeah, I just don't know how I feel about seeing like organs.
You click the link, you just start seeing kitty shit.
Like I just don't.
You said organs. You got organs. People are for sale on the black market. Like
what you gotta do?
You going to my livers and shit? It's whole somebody's daughter is on the black market.
You click for a TV. It's a kitty link instead.
Yeah, see that's the shit that scare me, bro.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is not what I expected.
I'm okay with my
with
my light
web.
Wait, hold on. What you said about a link?
Instagram.
Yeah, you click. They tell you, oh, I got a TV for sale. You click it, and it's a kid.
I got. Like, should I confess?
It's the dark web. It's like Wayfair, bro.
Should you confess? Bro, don't confess nothing.
Have y'all ever been on the hub?
No,
right?
No.
And
no.
Click those like little.
No.
Those little ads like.
No.
Oh no!
Wait, hold up. What you mean?
When I was younger,
yes.
What to be like?
You're a sicko.
The one to be like, I'm close.
I just don't feel like I almost do it. Then I gotta put in too much information. I'd be like, nah, I can never commit to it.
It'd be like, come find sex 5 miles away.
It's like 0.5 miles away. I'm like, damn, which one of my neighbors?
This bitch is this close,
right? And she was already ready at this time, like.
No, I've never actually
did it. I did it when I was young. And then like you said, I started putting all the things. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? And then I get to the cars. I'm like, I ain't got no fucking car.
And even if I did, why you need to know that for her? She's down the street.
Exactly. Like, you need my address for her. Just give me her address.
They'd be like, these people do not want to be seen. Like, they don't want their identity to be shown, shit. So we need your credit card. Like, that don't even make no sense.
I'm going to start putting two and two together when he was young.
What if you right. put it in, though, when she really show up?
Imagine if that was the case, bro. Imagine you paying a flat $40 fee and it's just it gives you the address to a woman that's ready.
But what do? You come knocking on wild. The door like, shit. You know what I signed up for.
You know what I'm here for, exactly. Goddammit.
And she that closer. I know it's another nigga beating the back here. Like, he in there right now. Like, he fell for the ad, too.
I guess it's working out.
And
bro.
my GPS, my Google GPS, I always say I'm in Raleigh. So they lying to me because I'm not even there.
That's just
why you? Why? What?
I don't know. I really don't know. Somebody. Anytime I do, like if I just Google, like, food near me, it's going to give me everything that's in Raleigh. You press the button. I've only been to Raleigh twice in my whole life.
You probably got to, are you talking about, like, Google Maps?
No, Matt. just Apple? Googling. Yeah. And like, and my Google last shit. One.
A private browser, because that'll just kind of like do a Matt, when I do mine, it shows up in Atlanta.
Mine used to be, my I old phone used to be in Knoxville, Tennessee. And now it's fucking Riley. I don't know why. And the person that owned the phone prior to never been there. So.
If you search something like in that city, state, whatever.
It's been since I had this phone. Like,
but you've never
reset.
Been there is what you're saying.
I went there 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. But yeah, nah, not really.
We need to go somewhere to watch some football. It's about to be 1 o'clock.
What time is it?
It's about 1 o'clock. It's about to be football time.
Oh well, guess. Any closing thoughts? We still didn't even do the free game.
I was going to say
I gave my free game. That was it.
No,
yeah,
he
did.
Went on a tangent.
It's okay. We'll just freestyle
We've
this
We've got
one.
A lot to catch up on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the next couple of episodes will probably be some best.
Some catching up. We're still catching up.
Some bullshit.
Some catching up. Some restructuring.
Some Playboy carding on the beat. Bullshitting on the beat.
That nigga was always terrible to me.
No. He's got his songs.
No. Not one.
But in Pain 1993, he was on the beat bullshitting. Bullshitting in the booth.
But I'm glad to be back. I'm glad for everybody to be back.
I missed you.
Oh yeah, it's been way too long.
It almost.
Oh really?
Way too long.
I guess it's just you, because like, I've seen everybody else.
Yeah.
You suck.
You've seen me within the months. The months. I don't know, but it ain't been the fucking 3 months.
But you ain't.
Oh, I mean, we did go to never
mind. What? Are you talking about what I think you're about to say?
That is funny.
Damn.
Keep going. That's funny. You made that shit hell out because you got them.
We did go to what?
Like this ain't on
was
video.
Was it Jenga blocks involved in what you talking about?
Jenga locks.
Jenga blocks.
Jenga.
Oh, Jenga. I was like the game, that sound racist.
The
fuck.
Wood block game.
Jenga.
I don't know if that was Jenga, in the past 2 months. But
we went out to dinner and yeah, we did a like an.
You talking about with Nate and Crystal?
Yes.
Oh.
That was in the past 3 months.
Oh, wait.
Huh? That was.
What?
Shit. Anyway.
So I said it hasn't been 3 months. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Shout out to Nate and Crystal. I don't know Crystal, but shout out to
She was just there.
Hell, I didn't even know Kev Girl was Kev Girl. I was like, damn, everybody got somebody to talk to.
You met her before.
I know, but for some reason, I thought she was brown skinned, to be honest with you. And I don't know. And then she got a twin. I don't know who's who. Like, who you want from me?
I don't know who's who.
Who you want from me? I really don't. Like,
you can tell. You can tell who's
you
who.
You can tell. You should be able to tell. Me on the outside looking in, I may not be able to tell.
Damn. You can tell.
I don't know who the other one is. I've only seen the one.
Yeah, right.
I didn't know it was another one.
Back in the day when Kev was like, oh yeah, I'm dating a twin. I'm like, what the sister? What's happening? It's always a weird thing with men. Like, if she got a twin, you always want to put your man's on or your brother on. For some reason.
It makes sense.
It don't, really, in hindsight. Because they gonna tell all your business. They sisters. Like, it don't make sense, realistically. But for in our mind, shit, some twins is fire. It's really not. Like,
I promise it's not. Every time I go out with them and I see one of my niggas, they always be like, yo.
Put me on.
Yo, what's good?
She got a sister, right?
Like, dang, I didn't know they was twins, bro. Some shit happened last night like that. I was like, God damn.
And it kind of make you question, like, damn, nigga, you want the same? My girl, they look alike, nigga. Like, what you said about my girl? You
I don't
feel
think
me?
They're like that, but.
Yeah.
Nah, you will.
Who knows?
Yeah, you will.
Maybe I will.
Who knows?
You got it. Hey.
Fucking weird.
It's just dangerous. I still don't. Granted, you know, for the most people, counsel R. Kelly outside of Darius and other niggas, but. I will say I still want to see what happens with same girl. Like I need to know what happened.
That nigga needs the story.
Like I need to know.
You will never get that answer.
I know.
He's going under the jail.
He probably
it's
is.
It's unfortunate,
but it's long.
I don't think it's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate that not he going to jail that I will never get what happened with the twins.
Thought you were saying that he's going to jail was unfortunate.
Not gonna say that.
Say with your chest.
He wanna save him so bad. Bro. If there was a chance,
bro.
If you had
R. Kelly is my man. Robert Kelly is a sicko. R. Kelly is right, my bro. Man.
Bro. And this is how we conclude.
Oh, bro, I don't know why you, bro. Right. I said the same shit.
Okay.
A year ago, and the year before that.
We
call it with Robert
hit
100 Kelly.
Episodes?
They definitely going to jail though. He getting under jail, but
he's so disappointed.
When R. Kelly come across my phone.
What yes, song was it that so, I heard recently that I feel like shouldn't count? Step in the Name of Love should not count.
Why?
Because that's not even sexual.
It doesn't have to be sexual to be a song. He got plenty of sexual songs.
But that's why he's a sicko. But Step in the Name of Love is just feel good music.
Because he was trying to change his life around. But obviously that shit didn't work.
That was a stunt. It was after the sex
it was
tape.
It was a rebrand.
That's good barbecue.
Bullshit. That's what it was.
That shit still slide though.
Yeah. Why? People I work with don't give a fuck. They older, so they be goddamn playing the shit. I be like, damn, you got me a kid. And like, I believe I can fly. That's another one that should not just.
They played that shit at work a couple weeks ago.
Busted should not count.
What you mean?
Oh, speaking of, Kelly Price is safe.
How you found out?
Somebody found out that she was missing. Joe.
She was missing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, supposedly. She was missing from the hospital
for like 2 months.
Damn.
I thought it said 3 months.
Fat ass Kelly Price.
What?
She's my favorite.
You don't remember that bro? Catfish, bro.
It was a catfish episode.
It's a catfish episode. Bro.
It was the dude's cousin.
Her cousin.
Yeah. Catfish the fuck out of her cousin, bro.
For years.
Because she called her a fat ass Kelly Price. She went to these extreme lengths, made this girl fall in love, but they was having phone sex.
That's weird.
All because she called her a fat ass Kelly Price.
You can never talk to that family member ever again.
Well, what?
That's not hard to do. I just was with my whole family. Well, majority of my family yesterday. That was stressful. But I'm glad it happened.
Yes, it was stressful.
My mom, for her birthday, she wanted some family members our like. Family to, mm-hmm. to experience like togetherness. Like yes. It was a bunch of people that never flew. They flew from fucking
few aunties.
Greenville to Atlanta, which was the worst.
What? I just took a 15-minute flight?
30 minutes.
And we bougie like that, bro.
Let me say, not say don't like. I don't care for.
For
niggas, some family members.
Niggas is having two cabos. I definitely got an uncle and a cousin that I would be mad if they disappear.
I think life kind of makes shit like full circle where you it'd be like,
what the fuck?
I don't really fuck with this, but like at the end of the day, we still blood.
Fuck them niggas.
Fuck. And that's what we ended on. Fuck them niggas.
Yep. Yeah. Fuck yes. Dennis.
Yes.
And my mama brother.
Jesus.
Damn, you dropped the name. You ain't never dropped the name.
Fuck them niggas, man. Them niggas tried to bully me when I was small.
Don't care, the nigga.
No, the fuck it don't.
Yes, it do.
No, it don't.
I got a cousin that's crazy. Two cousins that was crazy as hell, and they you know what I mean, but it made me tough in hindsight.
Niggas. Fuck both the niggas.
And a great, big, like an older cousin. Like he was a grown man to him than me, but
no, that motherfucker is like 2 years older than me.
Nah, this
two. He like 2-3 years older than me.
He been 40-100 years to me, but
damn,
yeah. Nah, fuck both. And him when him and his brother get together, they was just a lot of verbal abuse going on. But
fuck both the niggas.
A lot of verbal abuse.
If y'all ever see this.
Play with a stone cold.
Some fucking child.
Yo, I about ran this nigga over on the way here. Like this nigga on a motorcycle just got in like in the lane beside me and like drove past me, then flipped me off. Boy, that pissed me off so bad. I'm on this nigga ass. I dare you to tap no fucking brakes. I'm hitting your ass.
I see why like motorcycles get hit so much, but them niggas be weaving through traffic.
They be driving in between lanes.
He did that shit to get away because it was literally these two trucks that had like a car on both the trucks, and he was getting in between them. Cause I was on his ass, and I was like, "He better not try." And he did the shit, and then he looked at the trucks like they was in the wrong. I said, "I hope this nigga get hit." And whoever else this is, if you ever see this, I hope you get hit.
Ain't gonna say die, not die, but I hope you, get hit.
I hope somebody bump you,
bro. Then like I was sitting like it was like traffic. I was just trying to head home, and it was like it was kind of slow. But when I tell you, this nigga probably went like 100 on like the right, like the edge of the road, fucking flew by. I was like, "What the fuck?"
That shit pissed me off.
No, I'm like, "But that shit's so dangerous, bro."
And it was the fact that he flipped me. I'm like, I don't even know, nigga. I didn't even know you was behind me, like
because them niggas come up so fast, but you can't never see them niggas.
But that shit,
niggas trying to look
up.
Twice, save a life. What the fuck you mean? I be trying.
You said look twice, save a life.
But they be having them damn signs, the motorcyclist signs.
Getting fucked up will piss you off.
Yeah, bro, and I don't really have road rage like that. Like I was just saying yesterday, I don't really drive fast no more. For what? What am I in a hurry to do? You know what I'm saying? Like
I don't be in a hurry, but I'll be flying.
I don't. I did.
I think my well,
on that way from you do too? Last week. I was like,
yes, your ass was flying.
Get home. So
you be trying to keep up with me. You know that shit is not going to work.
I think I'm a pretty good driver.
That was the first time I did 100 in a long time.
I only drive slow.
I think it just feels like
your 90 and my 90 are two different 90s.
I'm gonna get there.
No,
I'll be touching 100 to work every day.
You're fucking nuts.
I'd definitely be hitting that bitch. Because it'd be, motherfuckers don't be paying attention to me driving.
I get scared once I hit like 96. I'd be like, okay, chill out.
Nigga, 80, I'm like, shit, where am I going? Like, I'm not late.
The faster I get to work, the more money I
just
make.
Be feeling like I'm like.
Nigga, just wake up.
No, nigga, you just get off slightly earlier. The fuck you mean?
I done worked 12 hours consistently, bro. I'm definitely about to be over on my DLT hours like a motherfucker.
You definitely finna get fired because your ass slow.
I'm not slow, bro. Niggas be having the smallest difference. Niggas at the hub as the people to help them out.
But you've been saying this for a year. Y'all better go recruit bigger niggas.
Nigga, the bigger niggas don't want to work.
Niggas don't want to work
it's
in
always,
general.
It's always the smallest niggas that be applying for this job. Motherfuckers be 5'6", 140 pounds, becoming a pickup appliances. Man, but that shit is not going to work out.
I just thought about that. I'm off. Damn, that shit out. I hope it work out, though. I need a broiler. Any broiler cooks out here to listen to the show? I need a broiler.
Big nigga, small nigga, don't matter.
Hell nah, as long as you can tell meat temps, that's all I need you to do.
That's all it is.
And clean.
How much you paying?
Depend on what they making before. Whatever you making, where you at, I can at least give you a dollar more.
I need $2.
Nigga, you never cooked. I do. You make Hot Pockets, nigga. I ain't hiring you.
You said you're checking temperatures. That ain't even cooking.
No. Like, steak temps. You should be able to touch and feel and know the difference between a mid-rib, a medium, a well.
We are in a pandemic. Don't touch my steak.
Exactly. Thank you.
I know.
You got to do that. Like,
I know.
That's how they go.
Put the meat thermometer in it. You got to touch it.
Who the fuck?
That's what they do, right?
Yeah, you touch. Like,
I don't get it.
It feels different. It feels different.
Because what is it? It's supposed to be like well done.
I finally ate.
Well done.
Finally ate medium rare steak.
So finally, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Why took you so long?
Mid rare is not. It's cold center. Nah, I'm not.
I like it.
Oh well, slightly.
Well,
warm.
Medium rare is like slightly. Yeah, warm. It's like the pink in there.
The pink is medium.
Medium rare is like the whole pink in the inside.
Yeah,
in the middle.
That shit. It's like. Lukewarm. I can't fuck with that.
It's lukewarm. What about it's
still hot. You do
medium? No, it's not hot.
Yes,
it's
still hot.
Who work at the steakhouse?
If it's dead red, yes, that's going to be cold. But when it's pink, that shit is not cold.
Literally.
Well, can we stop talking about food? Because I am hungry.
Literally, mid rare is
and it's
red center warm temperature. Is literally what that means. Medium is.
Well, medium rare still has rare to it. So, yes, it's the center is red.
Exactly, but it's
but warm. The whole steak's not gonna be cold.
All right,
this is the rest of the steak is still cooked, isn't it?
This has been
the
another
center is rare.
Fantastic,
another rendition,
another
immaculate,
no,
great.
Welcome
rendition.
Back, welcome back.
See, first welcome episode back. We already arguing. See, that's that shit.
We appreciate you guys. For
we
tuning
almost
in.
Made a whole episode.
We appreciate you guys for tuning in.
Appreciate y'all.
Because Ryan thinks he's Beyonce.
We love you. Motherfuckers, actually.
I get 2 days
who was the
to not wake up early. And I was thinking I would wake up at 11:30. I said, who those?
I don't get. Man, I value my sleep these days.
I don't get any
get
days.
Days.
I don't get any.
That's your personal choices.
Whose personal Damn. Choices?
Who chooses
Yours.
Not to sleep?
No.
So.
Anyway.
Why don't
see
you
y'all
get
next time.
Why don't you get any sleep?
See y'all next time because it's about to go somewhere I don't need to go.
The one,
love y'all
the only,
so much.
And the greatest motherfucking podcast in the world, Craig. We out of here.
We love y'all. Peace.
He was going to get that shit.
We out.
I forgot how to end this show.
It's
yes,
long.
Sir. Hottest podcast on the fucking planet. We're getting down to the nitty gritty. We're giving it to you raw, uncut, uncensored. Time to check in. Greatest motherfucking podcast in the world, Craig.
I'm speaking the facts, you know we gonna have some fans pissed off. This that box on your life, super plan, we gonna have y'all lift off.
That should
I'm
be
packing the dust
fire.
With the folks, and you know we still got a shit talk.